Good morning. This is December 1st, 2019. And pretty soon it'll be the year 2020. If you haven't already done so, we had our meditation at 11 a.m. North Carolina time. But if you are hearing this talk and you haven't had a meditation, I would like you to turn it off. Go have a meditation in which you get at peace. And then when you get at peace and you feel that peace descend upon you, you may say, Father, reveal thyself, or Father, fulfill thyself, and let go. There are two words that have been coming to me over and over. They come in the books that I read, they come in the scriptures I see, and they come in my inner temple when I am at peace and silent. And the first word is peace. Peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth I unto you. And the second word is receive. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. We are told in the book of John that the light was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This Spirit, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So we see there that first comes the quietness and the receptivity, and into that we receive that Spirit, that light. And it then reveals to us the Word made flesh. Instead of living out a human life, that of world thought made manifest, when we receive the Spirit, we are given the conscious awareness, the consciousness of God, or the Word expressing. We are lifted out of humanhood, and we behold Christ consciousness. Which is why when I read this, I see, as many as received him, to them gave he the conscious awareness of the Son of God, or the Word made flesh. which is born not of the will of the flesh, but of God. This is the same thing, is it not? Now, that was John. And if we go all the way back to the last book of the Bible, Revelation, if this is the same John, he is saying the same thing using different words. And this is how we start our chapter. To him that overcometh, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. I would like this to be your experience this day. As much as you can, I want you to forget the natural man, the human, where you have to be at 4 o'clock, what you need to do, the Christmas shopping you still have left, all of that. Forget that for a moment. See if you can get at peace. And be receptive to the Spirit, the living Spirit of God. And so we start this chapter 6, the new name. And I have written it thusly. As many as receive him is him that overcometh. You see that? Be still. Listen. Be receptive. Don't reach. Don't try. Don't struggle. Just rest. As many as receive him is he that overcometh. These two are exactly the same thing. Now watch. To him that overcometh, what do you overcome? You overcome the necessity to live out, to express a human sense of life, a personal sense of life. To him that overcometh that and finds that inner peace and rests in it, well, to him will I give to eat of the hidden manna. This is the same thing as many as receive him. To them gave he power. Power sustains you. Hidden manna sustains you. In one series of words, he says, will I give power to become the sons of God. In this scripture, he says, will I give hidden manna and a white stone, which is the conscious awareness or the consciousness. A white stone. Stone is consciousness. White is pure. I will give him hidden manna and a white stone, and in the stone a new name is written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth. And Joel says, what is that name? Christ, or the Son of God. Now, what is the difference? There is no difference. As many as receive him, to him that overcometh and find that inner peace and rest in it, as many as receive him, to them gives he power, or invisible sustenance, to become or to bear witness to the Son of God, to Christhood. And to him who overcometh, I will give the hidden manna, same as power, the sustenance, the consciousness. I will give him a white stone of pure consciousness. And in the stone, a new name. You are given a new name. Now you are Christ. And no man knoweth that, saving he that receiveth it. You see, as many as receive him, saving he that receiveth it. You see how this is the same? Now, just in case you didn't get that, John tells us in John 20, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Now this is the disciples. They are in the upper room, which is a higher consciousness, but still they have fear. And then the Spirit appears. They receive the Spirit. And Christ says, Jesus says unto them, peace be unto you. First, the peace. Then what's next? You know. Next they have to receive. First the peace, then they receive. And Jesus stood in their midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Christ. And so the process is the same, is it not? Paul in Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is upon you. All of these scriptures say the first thing is peace. First you have to become quiet inside. You have to become still. You have to stop fighting, or you have to stop. And in that stopping, you feel a sense of peace. When you are not fighting, when you have honestly stopped, your consciousness is ready. And you will receive power to become the sons of God. In other words, you will receive the conscious awareness of God expressing as Christ, as you the Christ. In that peace you will have overcome or come up over the mind. And when you have done that, you will receive the hidden manna. And the hidden manna is a stone, a white stone, or the conscious awareness of a new name called Christ. Look at the scriptures we all know and love because they help us to settle down and find this peace. Be still and know I am God. Find your peace and you will know I within you am God expressing. as you, as Christ. There remaineth a rest to the people of God. A rest. If you are a people of God, you go within and find that rest. And in that rest, the rest from humanhood, you create an opening. You are receptive, as Joel says thousands of times. And in that receptivity, you receive the conscious awareness of God expressing as you, the Christ. And so we see that this chapter, the new name, is all about overcoming, finding that peace, and bearing witness to God in action as your Christhood. So Joel says, now your name is Christ. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If you choose, you can remain a man whose breath is in his nostrils. Or you can give up your search. You can find that peace. You can rest back in your true name, in your divine sonship, or your Christhood, as a conscious awareness. The prodigal came home, and because of his sonship, he received, there it is again, the purple robe, the ring, and the jewels. And you know all these are symbols for Christhood, for receiving the conscious awareness of Christ. A new name, a new gem with a new name, Divine Son. If you accept this truth, no longer will you waste your time or energy in searching for things or persons. You will rest. First comes the peace, then you receive. You will rest in the realization of your divine sonship and let your good unfold. Let it come to you. You must realize that it never will come to you from outside your own being. It will unfold to you from within. Now your expectancy is from that hidden manna. Now you abide in your sonship and say, come unto me, silently, secretly. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you living waters. I will give you this hidden manna. First comes peace. Then comes spirit. Then you receive. First you get it, peace. You open your inner ear, and then you receive. So let's look again at what we looked at last week from Joel's book, Consciousness Unfolding, from the chapter called Peace. P peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And this is John again. John found that when he attained the inner peace and stopped from the natural man, he was receptive and he received the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the stone, which is a pure consciousness, a white stone, the conscious awareness of the living God expressing as the Son, the Christ. So Joel says, my peace, the peace of the Christ. More healings. And what is a healing? It's really a revealing. No one is ever healed. An illusion cannot be healed. So what is happening? The Spirit, when you attain the peace and you rest and you receive the Spirit, you receive the conscious awareness of God revealing itself, it reveals itself expressing, or the Christ, you, the Christ. More healings have been brought about through absolute silence, which is the peace, than through all the arguments metaphysicians have thought up in the whole history of the world. Now here he's going to give you the steps, just as John did. John gave them 2,000 years ago. Here's a man that gave them 50 years ago. When you are called upon for help, sit down and get at peace. Or stop. Think no thoughts. Sit and wait. Wait. Be patient and wait for the peace of the Christ to descend upon you. When that peace comes, without a word, you will witness healing. What does that mean? That means when that peace comes, without a word, without a thought, you will bear witness to the living God expressing as your Christhood, or the Christhood of whoever is appearing. You see? You see? To him that overcometh is he that receiveth. But you don't do the overcoming. You can't. The minute you think you're going to be overcoming, you're trapped. You're fighting. You don't do the overcoming. You find the peace. You remember the scriptures that tell you, be at peace. You remember the scriptures that say, fear not. I am here. It is I, be not afraid. You remember the scriptures that remind you, or the statements of truth that remind you, to be at peace. When you attain the peace, your part is done. You have listened, you have been receptive, and now your consciousness will change, right where you are. Without your help, you will have the consciousness of Christ. You will have Christ consciousness. We are now in a different position from the one in which we found ourselves when we were functioning with treatments. We have come to that place in consciousness where we are ready for the next higher step. Learn to sit down and relax. Whether the case is serious or not, We sit down and relax. We don't handle it. We don't work on it. We don't treat it. We sit back, find our peace, and create a vacuum for God to reveal the Christ. So who overcomes? God does. The battle is not yours, but mine, saith the Lord. I am the way. In that peace that passeth understanding, in that quiet, in that stillness, the peace of God, the power of God, is made manifest, and it does the work. It reveals itself. So to him that overcometh means to him who has found his peace. He's not trying to know any truth. He's not trying to change an appearance. He's not trying to do anything but remain at peace. Into that peace is receptivity, he will receive the conscious awareness of God expressing as his self, as his Christ self. Now, way back in 1959, Joel decided that we weren't understanding this. We were not understanding this process of first the peace and then the receiving. So he went out in 1959 and traveled around the world and taught to the best of his ability how we do this. And he gave us impersonalizing and nothingizing, which is another way of releasing all that and finding your peace. And here's how he said it then. See if you can't see the same principles. First the peace, then receiving. In spiritual healing, whether the claim is Jones, Brown, or Smith, whether it's cancer, tuberculosis, or polio, whether it's unemployment, depression, or unhappy relationships, do not be tricked into treating a person or a condition. No, because then you're wrestling. You have to find your peace. This is the principle. Find your peace. He says, leave them alone. Get back to the substanceless substance, to which you can give any name you like. You can say, oh, that's the carnal mind, that's hypnotism, suggestion. It could be anything, as long as you interpret it as meaning nothingness. No substance, no law, no cause. Why? Because these words will make you remember, oh, yeah, oh, that's right, I don't have to fight. I don't have to fight. And then, as he says, when you really begin to comprehend that in healing, you're not dealing with people, when you learn to eliminate them and their specific claims from your thought, you will find how quickly you will be able to become consciously aware of a spiritual presence within you. The presence cannot be felt until you are free of the barrier. The barrier is the belief in two powers, the belief in something apart from God. Okay? Now listen closely, and you'll see the two principles, peace and receiving. The minute you have made the carnal mind a nothingness and no longer have two powers, you can do what it says in Scripture. Rest in His Word. You can rest in the Word. All right, that's finding your peace. Waiting for the Spirit of the Lord to be upon you. That's receiving. And when it comes, it breaks the hypnotism. Or it reveals there is no humanhood. It reveals I, the living God, am expressing as Christ. He struggled finding these two principles. For years after I had learned to recognize that all forms of sin, disease, lack, and limitation are hypnotism, the puzzle was to discover how to break the hypnotism. It was then that I discovered that scriptural passage which you will find throughout all my writings. The stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. You can see very plainly now, can't you? Here is the stone again. The consciousness is cut out of the mountain. The conscious awareness comes out of God without hands. By the time I had spent some months puzzling on its inner meaning, the answer began to be apparent. The weapon against error, against any appearance, our offense and our defense, is something that is not physical or mental. No action, no words, no thoughts, only the awareness of God. First you find the peace. If you have to use some words like hypnotism and nothingness, use them, but only as a tool to find your peace. If you've gone beyond that, where you no longer have to use words or thoughts, you can just settle down into that peace. When you find that peace, you are receptive. You will feel something, something not of this world. And you will bear witness to God in action, expressing as you, the living Christ. And he says it this way. In this book, he says, as you carry this out in practice, watching the stone being formed in and of your consciousness, while you stand to the side as a witness or a beholder, eventually a state of peace will come. Yes. Then what happens when you have the peace? Well, he tells you. Then you will catch a glimpse of God as is. Not a power over anything, just God is. And one more time. All problems fade out in proportion as you develop this ability to be quiet, to behold, to witness divine harmony revealed. The principle behind this is that inasmuch as the activity of the human mind is the substance of hypnotism, when the human mind is not functioning, when you have stopped, when you have attained your peace, when you are not thinking thoughts or words, when you are in stillness or in peace, the human mind is stopped and the hypnotism is gone. When you do this, you will feel something which transcends the human dimension of life. You see that? So, first the peace. Then the receiving. And that is the two principles of this week's chapter. We've done 35 minutes and haven't gone very far in the chapter, but I think we have, because we're entering the consciousness of the chapter, not the words. Now, in March of 2004, I had a dream. And so these are my words being put into symbols. I was floating up in the air, and suddenly I felt the presence of God embrace each arm and lift me higher and higher. I recognized it was God, and I relaxed back as the everlasting arms beneath me lifted me up higher and higher. That's the same experience, isn't it? First the peace, I recognize it, I rest back, and I am lifted up into a higher consciousness. I am given a white stone, a higher consciousness, upon which is written, Divine Son, the Living Christ. Now, when you are in that peace, and you are resting like an ice cube floating on a pool of water, just floating, just resting, just being, something will move. You will receive the Holy Spirit. You will receive the divine eye. You will bear witness to God expressing as you, the Christ. That I is your real being. That I is the divinity of your being. I is the one infinite eternal. I is that which the Master revealed in his statement, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I is the bread, the wine, and the water. I. Moses revealed, I am that I am. And the Master revealed the same great truth. And you, in your silence, in your stillness, in your sea of peace, standing totally still, you will bear witness. The Living Christ is your name. I already am. I already am living in divine consciousness. I already am in my Father's house. The Father's house is my home. The Father's kingdom. Well, what is the Father's kingdom? It's not a place. The Father's kingdom is your conscious awareness when you have found your peace and you have received Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All that you have is mine. All that you are, I am. Yes, I am home in you. All that you are, I am. When? All that you are, I am now, but I may be living that natural life. Find some way to be still enough inside to get at peace. And then you will be conscious of all that the Father is, I am, because you'll be conscious of God expressing, giving you that pure consciousness and that new name, Divine Son, the Living Christ. If you have ears that hear and eyes that see, you will find the revelation of your divine sonship in the infinite way. You will read there how God reveals itself and how the Christ reveals itself as I am. But only in the secret place of your being can you realize your divine sonship. So, the secret place of the Most High, that would be your inner temple when it is imbued with peace. It's a very secret place. Nobody can see it. Your consciousness. But they can feel it, and so can you, as the Spirit moves over the depths of your consciousness, you become consciously aware of God expressing. And so you are no longer a man, you're no longer a woman. You are now God's chosen. You are the divine Son of God. You are the divine expression. My peace I give you. My freedom I give you. My health I give you. My wealth I give you. My meat, my wine, my water. How? By acceptance. What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe ye receive them. How do you receive them? This should be your question. This should be your cone. How do you receive the Holy Spirit? He says, it may well be that tomorrow there may be an appearance contrary to the truth that you are one with the Father. Then is the time to bring back to conscious remembrance. I cannot accept appearances. I cannot judge by appearances. I and the Father are one. That is what I have learned about my true identity. And I stand on and in that truth. I and my Father are one. And all that the Father hath is mine. I hold to that and maintain it until the outer picture conforms to the inner awareness. Now, I will remind you again of Joel's statement in this chapter, peace. Begin now to change your old basis of treatment. If necessary, do it drastically. Do it by forcing yourself to take no thought. I am asking you to come into a higher consciousness of the presence of God, a consciousness higher than that which you can attain through the action of the human mind. Let us move a step higher into that state of consciousness in which we would be if we were students of Jesus, who said, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed as one of these. So, do not try to improve a person or an appearance. Sit in a state of receptivity, relaxed, in a state of silence, a state of peace. Let that peace permeate your whole being. And when you have accomplished that peace, then the second part, sit with a listening attitude, or be receptive so you can receive. And watch the light dispel the darkness. Instead of your being the healer, now you are a witness watching this state of peace do the healing. From now on, be a beholder of the activity of the Christ or God. Watch it work for you, in you, and through you, and ultimately as you. Okay, let's have a meditation. Remember, first the peace, then receive him. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Maybe another one. Let us find this peace, the peace that passeth understanding. Yes, understanding is not needed. You do not have to understand how God happens in order to experience God happening. Well, what then? First, the peace. My peace I give unto you. So why am I struggling with this mental image? Perhaps a mental image of a lack or a limitation. Yes, why am I struggling? I feel the presence right now. I know that God is with me. And so let me be still. It is the Father's good pleasure to give me the conscious awareness of the presence. It's the Father's good pleasure to give me the awareness of the inner movement of spirit. All I have ever had to do was to drop the mental images. And so, whether I tell myself, look, just stop, or whether I say, be still now and know, or whether I say, be at peace, I am here, or whether I say, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, or whether I say, hypnotism, nothingness, I am becoming still. Be still and know. Be still and feel. Be still and receive. First, this inner peace. I am the way. There's nothing for you to do but rest. There remaineth the rest. That's all you have left now. A rest. You rest. I am the way. And receive ye my spirit. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the conscious awareness of the living Christ as it moves through your consciousness. In this peace I am receptive. Father, reveal thyself. Father, express thyself. Father, fulfill thyself. I am listening. I am receptive. I am still. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not known me? Be at peace, and watch, and wait, wait upon the Lord. And I, that you have not known, I will reveal myself, Christ in expression. Be at peace. Be receptive. I am come. When you attain the peace, then then you receive the conscious awareness of the living God flowing as you. This is the real Christmas. This is the birth of the living God as Christ appearing. And I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. All that the Father has is mine. All. But you don't receive it by seeking it. In the book, The Art of Meditation, I remember reading, Joel said, "Seek ye not." And I thought, what does that mean? It means simply this. There's no need to seek. I am the way. Don't you know I am the way? That's not a pretty saying, an ancient scripture. That's a living experience. And in your peace, you receive Him, that I. And you see it express. You see it appear. You might say you've had a healing, but that's not it. You just forgot that natural man for a moment. And you received Him, and He revealed the Son of God, you, the Christ. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And the Word, which is this movement, this Spirit that enters your peace, this becomes flesh and dwells among you. And you behold the Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you are satisfied with that likeness. So, know me now, the Son of the Living God. That's your identity. We are told this is our true identity, but that's not enough. We read, this is our true identity. That's not enough. We hear someone speaking, your true identity is Christ. But that's not enough. Eventually, through persistence, perhaps like the monks who meditate on the cone, we become so frustrated that we give up. I quit. And accidentally, I stop. Now I have found this quiet center of peace, and I am listening. I am receptive. And oh my God, was that it? Yes. Yes. You have received Him. Whom to know aright is life eternal. Why? The natural man passes away. Over the centuries there have been billions, if not trillions, of persons. Are they remembered? What are they? Where are they? But when you have this conscious awareness, you have awakened to Him whom you have received, the living God, and you are consciously aware of it expressing as your Christ identity, then you have and are living your true identity. You are Christ. You are that I am. This is eternal. It will never leave you. The conscious awareness, the consciousness, the white stone, the new name, Divine Son, you have it forever. You have overcome. And you have the hidden manna, the hidden name, the living Christ. As we enter the Christmas season, let us remember, in order to experience the real Christmas, the real spirit of Christmas, into the manger of our consciousness, must first come peace. You remember? A divine silence. And in that peace, you will receive the living Father, which says unto you, Thou art my divine Son, in whom I am well pleased. Thou art my expression. And you will know, I am Christ. You will have received into your inner peace the real Christ Mass. I, Christ. We're supposed to have some snow tonight and tomorrow. Not a lot, but enough to make it pretty. I love to stand outside and feel the silence of those snowflakes falling. Such a wonderful silence. And I find my peace. And often I feel the presence flowing through me. And I know that I am one with the Father. I am the living Christ. Oh, it's so wonderful, so beautiful. Breathtaking. Please, if you have a problem, stop fighting. The battle's not yours. You must overcome the urge to battle, to fight, even to try to treat. You must overcome the urge to transform this problem. And you must let go. No matter how serious, let go. And in the silence, you will find my peace. And in my peace, you will receive Christ consciousness. Blessings to you who receive this inner stone, this new name, Divine Christ. Thank you.